We have been exploring Matthew chapter 5 and verses 17 through 20. Last time we discussed verse 19, where Yeshua indicated that some mitzvot or instructions were more important than others, and that if anyone who disobeyed and taught others not to follow them would be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Expanding further on this thought, disobedience of instructions are usually considered to be sin, and sin separates us from Adonai. Yet Yeshua does not say that if you disobey the least of these mitzvot found in Torah, you will not enter Adonai's kingdom. On the contrary, he says you will be considered least in his kingdom. This brings us to verse 20. For I tell you, unless your righteousness is far greater than that of the Torah teachers or Purushim, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. The Torah teachers and Purushim, or Pharisees, were the ones who instructed the people with regards to Torah. They are the ones who were to guide the people in the ways of Moses, yet did not always follow their own teachings. They taught but did not lead by example, as Yeshua came to do. A rabbi is to be the example for his students. Remember verse 17? Don't think that I have come to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete. In a previous segment, I expanded upon what was meant by complete, or what many Bibles translate as fulfill. When we look throughout the Gospels, Yeshua is teaching anyone who desires to listen the proper understanding of Torah and how it is to be applied to their lives. This is the manner in which Yeshua is completing our understanding of Torah. However, even in spite of everything negative we hear about the Torah teachers and the Purushim, Yeshua raises the bar for us as his followers. If you are not more righteous than them, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. We are not to be as righteous as them, but more righteous. Here is your standard to surpass. Let me continue to emphasize the challenge with Torah is knowing what applies to whom and in relation to the new covenant. What does Shaul say about a passage of scripture like this in relation to Torah? He is usually viewed as being against Torah and all about grace. I will share that next time. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.